And welcome back here to Kurt's Corner as we get a chance to visit with some of the fine folks at Southwestern College. And one of the newest folks at Southwestern College is Jason Spiegel, although not totally new, as he is a Mound Builder alum and did marvelous things here in his student days. And we're going to get to know Jason a little bit better here today and find out about what makes him go and what he does here at the college. Jason, first off, great to have you on, and I've been anxious to get you on tape here for a long time.
Well, thanks, Kurt. It's great to be here and great to be back at SC.
Here you are at Southwestern College. Let's go back. Jason Spiegel, a 1998 graduate of the college. 1999. I was close. Talk about are you a Kansan? Where'd you grow up, and how did you choose Southwestern first off as a student?
I grew up in Liberal, Kansas, and was born there. Graduated from high school there in 95. And back when I was choosing a college, a lot of my friends and other students that I knew from Liberal were coming to Southwestern, so I came and checked it out and liked the small family feel of the college and decided to become a Mound Builder. Loved my 4 years studying here. Got a physics degree, participated in the leadership program, played tennis, was just very active in the campus life. What was the rest of your question?
Well, you know, I had more on that one, but, you know, being a physics major, Jason, uh-huh. I imagine you spent a lot of time with a lot of the terrific science professors we have here at the college that are still here. I'm sure they were here when you were a student.
Yeah, one of the reasons I studied physics was I took physics, my first physics class from George Gangweir, and took my calculus classes from Bob, and just had a great time in their classes, and like to know how things work and how the world works, and so it was a perfect fit for me. I'm a very analytical math guy, and so to be able to take the classes from them and just really enjoyed studying physics. People ask me all the time, why'd you study physics? I say, well, because it was the easiest one.
They
kind of look at me funny. So
maybe a shameless plug for Southwestern, but you know, the professors, you know, you're talking about George Gang, where you talk about Bob Gallup and others, you know, and this, you know, Pat Ross and Terry Barnett and some of the others, Charlie Hunter. These are guys that are very passionate about teaching, and this, the smaller college really fits them and the students that are in their classes. I rarely see one, Jason, I'm sure in your time here as a student and now on the faculty or on the staff here at Southwestern, rarely do I see students who go through that program come out disappointed.
Yeah, it's the best thing about a school like Southwestern, and I can't speak for the other schools, but you know that your professors, you know that you're the administrative staff, you know they care about you as a student, and you're not just a number, and you're missed when you're not in class, and you get a real opportunity to learn almost one-on-one from some of your professors and be able to learn from their life experience and their expertise. And that's what I loved that about my time here as a student.
Following graduation, this really wasn't meant to be a life and times of Jason Spiegel, but or leading up to your current title and what you're doing here, which is really exciting. But you also had some exciting times before coming back to Southwestern, going to the Dominican Republic, and I understand you were called maybe by the ministry as well. Post graduation to now, Jason, you've had a pretty exciting life.
Well, after I graduated, I went to work for Cessna up in Wichita. Worked there for 3.5 years and on the engineering side. Up in Wichita, I met my wife at one of the churches up there. And it was actually my wife that had the real strong call to missions. I always tell everybody I had the real strong call to marry her. So we got married and we moved to the Dominican Republic and worked on the mission field for 5.5 years. During our time there, I did receive what I believe to be a very strong calling into the ministry, and I worked for 3+ years in developing and building a ministry The ministry is Crown Financial Ministries, which is pretty well known here in the States. But I was the national director of Crown Financial Ministries in the Dominican Republic, which I can honestly say was probably the most rewarding career that I've had to date, because it stretched me in ways that I've never been stretched. I had to learn a foreign language, which I at some points never thought I could do, and had to build something from nothing. I got to experience a different culture, and I cherished my time in the Dominican Republic, and I honestly would recommend to anyone to go and live for a time in a different culture, because it will change your worldview, especially here in Kansas, where right in the middle of the United States, and we sometimes have a skewed worldview, because all we see is the United States, and there's a whole big beautiful world out there filled with interesting people and interesting cultures and beautiful sights to see, and it's nice to get out of your home country and get out of your own culture and experience someone else's.
Jason Spiegel is our guest here today. We're catching up with a former mound builder who has now been in the Dominican Republic and now has returned to the college. Jason, you are the director of the Green Team at Southwestern College, and it must have been kind of, you talk about the culture shock going, you know, from Kansas and from Wichita, then you go to missions and going to Dominican Republic. Coming back also has to be a little bit of a, was that any kind of shell shock for you at all? Or
maybe a little bit. The fact that I came back to Winfield and came back to Southwestern, it's kind of like coming home again, leaving one home in the Dominican Republic to come to another in Winfield and here at SC. I think the reverse culture shock, as they call it, I think it would have been worse had I gone to a completely new state or a new city, but I have people here that I know and that I've been friends with for years, and it's kind of like coming back to family. So I wouldn't say I've experienced it, a reverse culture shock, too badly coming back to Winfield.
One of the main reasons I wanted to interview you and get you so where we can post you on the website and whatnot, Jason, is your title, Director of the Green Team. And, you know, for some of the folks out there, I guess maybe if you haven't been aware, I mean, there's this a new movement going on, but it still may be a little new to some folks. Green Team at Southwestern College, what does that mean to you, and what should it mean to prospective students or alumni that may be listening today?
The Green Team for me is an opportunity for students to have experiences and hone skills that they will need when they graduate and enter the workforce. I was fortunate enough when I was a student at Southwestern to be a part of the leadership program. And I learned so much about myself through the organization of projects, through my time being a part of that team, that when I entered my first job at Cessna, I knew how to organize a project. I knew how to work with people. And that's what I see the Green Team becoming. We're a new program. We are in the beginning stages. But if you've watched TV in the last year and a half, you see that green, that energy conservation, that sustainability are the waves of the present. They're probably long overdue. People are starting to feel economic pinches from gas prices, from energy prices. Prices of consumer goods are on the rise. And I just think that employers, regular, your average family, are starting to become more conscientious about the amount of energy they use, things that they can reuse, things that they can recycle. And I just really think that this is a program that is very necessary. And like I said, it's probably a decade overdue or so. This program will not only distinguish Southwestern from its peers that don't have a green team or environmental program, but it will also give our students the opportunity to be introduced to new technologies such as solar power, wind energy, the opportunity to understand what businesses are starting to not only lean towards, they're starting to run to these new technologies that can conserve energy and can make their business a more environmentally friendly place.
Southwestern College, President Dick Merriman signed a pact, and I forgot the name of the pact.
It's the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. And Southwestern was a charter signatory that was signed by President Merriman in 2007. We were one of the first 400 colleges in the nation to sign that agreement. And basically, by signing that agreement, President Merriman made the commitment to take steps to make Southwestern College a carbon neutral campus in the near future. And what I mean by carbon neutral is in our day-to-day activities, we do things that emit carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which is one of the main causes of global warming. And science has shown that as the planet overall needs to reduce its carbon emissions. And Southwestern wants to be an institution that is modeling the way in that. And we want to take steps to first reduce the amount of energy that we're using in our buildings, in our dorms, in the vehicles that we drive, in the trips that we take. And then we want to look at renewable energy. How can we run some of our buildings so that we're not using fossil fuels, so that we're using renewable energy such as solar power, such as wind energy, such as geothermal energy? You know, how can we update our fleet of vehicles so that they're more fuel efficient, potentially converting over to hybrids in the future? Once we reach the point where we can't reduce our footprint anymore, we can purchase offsets, such as planting trees, which offsets a certain number of, each tree planted offsets a certain amount of carbon dioxide that's produced in the air, such as purchasing what's called renewable energy credits, where we in essence would pay money to purchase renewable energy for someone else, which would neutralize our carbon footprint so that Southwestern College is not emitting zero carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
How far away are we from that point?
We're really undetermined yet. Rick Kalishaw and several students were tasked by President Merriman to measure what exactly is the carbon footprint of Southwestern College. How much carbon dioxide do we produce as an institution? And we really just received that information. Now we're going to look at that information and work with plant operations and work with the administration of the college and see what changes we want to make where, because changes like that, they require initial costs. But we should look at those costs as investments because if you use less energy, obviously you pay less money, and eventually your return on your investment will be great. But it's coming up with making those initial payments that sometimes is a difficult step to take. And we don't have a plan yet. We don't have a timeline yet. We'll be working on that over the course of this next year. And as part of the climate commitment that President Merriman signed, we have to have an action plan in place by September 15th of 2009. So we'll be working on those kind of things for the rest of this, for the next 10 months, 12 months or so.
How exciting is that for you and, you know, to kind of be the leader of this? You and I would put you and President Merriman are side by side in this fight. And I imagine that's going to be kind of exciting for you.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm very interested in having the opportunity to have a positive impact on a group of Southwestern students, if not the Southwestern family as a whole. And it is very exciting to be working on one of the president's initiatives. The fact that he's kind of stepping out on a limb to and telling the world that this is something that's important to Southwestern College, and Southwestern College is one of the few in this area in which green and environmental concerns are a priority. So it's exciting in that regard. I also see it as a big challenge. I personally have a lot to learn about being green and the environmental movement, and so it's going to take a lot of research on my part, but I welcome challenges, and I'm looking forward to building a team, and the excitement that has been on campus for the green team has been beyond what I could have imagined. So that's been exciting too. Exciting and maybe a little overwhelming at times, because personally I kind of want to get everything done all at once, and you have to kind of start slow and pick your projects and kind of tone back what you can do. You can't get it all done all at one time. So
for folks listening out there, as we've slowly but surely kind of run out of time, Jason, students interested in coming to Southwestern and getting involved with this. As you mentioned, not a lot of colleges doing this, so this is somewhat unique. How can folks get a hold of you to maybe visit with you more about this, or come to Southwestern for that reason?
They can get a hold of me by phone, by calling, what is the phone number?
620 or the 800 number?
Yeah, you want to plug the 800 number and I'll give you my extension?
We'll plug the 800 number. Okay. Let's see, 800-846-1543, and then extension.
And my extension is 6311, and I would be happy to talk to any students that are interested in coming and being part of the green team. You can also reach me by email at jason.spiegel@sccans.edu. We also have a webpage. The Southwestern College webpage is www.sccans.edu. That's SCKANS.edu. And if you /green, you'll get the Green Team webpage, which has our contact information, mission statements, more information about the program and how you can get involved, or you can always contact the admissions office and let them know that you'd like to visit with me. My door is open, and I would love to visit with anyone who's interested.
Real pleasure to visit with you today, Jason, and thrilled to have you back here on the campus of Southwestern College. Welcome back, and good luck in the future.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
That's Jason.
Co-builders.
The co-builders. That's Jason Spiegel, director of the Green Team at Southwestern College.